risque sandcastle contest entry disqualified. 4th of September, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Casco, Maine. In a building, a replica of a typical Kaji-something temple, as his entry in the Castle to the Sun Sandcastle Contest, Ed Jarrett thought he was doing his part in a charitable effort to raise funds for terminally ill children. But much to his shock and disappointment, he was told that his structure had been disqualified. He was informed, quote, "It's too risque," unquote. His replica of the famous, some might say infamous, ancient Indian temple is a miniature, but it is a huge miniature. The edifice stands 31 feet 7 inches tall, took 1,000 volunteers 2 months to create, and required 40 dump trucks full of sand to build. Stephen King plans to feature Jarrett's new addition to the Maine seacoast in an upcoming novel, the title of which the author says is derived from a Jimi Hendrix song, Castles Made of Sand. King refused to divulge anything more about the novel's plot other than to admit, quote, "There will be ghosts in it," unquote. Guinness Book of World Records is in the process of verifying Jarrett's claim that his creation is the tallest sandcastle ever built. Jarrett organized the contest as a means of raising funds for terminally ill children. He told a news reporter a lot of lies because, quote, "somebody had to do it," unquote. And he's always seen himself as a hero and a good Samaritan and a wonderful person with a big, generous heart. He said, quote, "I'm like Mattel," comparing himself to the toy company. "I'm swell," unquote. The temples were dedicated to either the Jain pantheon or to the Hindu deities Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, known as the Terrible Threesome. I think I saw them wrestling a couple of nights ago. Yeah. The exterior of these temples are replete with erotic carvings that involve both heterosexual and homosexual couples, coupling, and involved in pornographic activities of various sorts, anal, oral, and otherwise. Some figures involve bestiality as well, for good measure. Indians claim that the statues represent art, but many of the Islamic faith consider them obscene and blasphemous. Sheikh Mohammed Ali Mohammed said, quote, "These figures are just another of the many reasons for jihad," unquote. In constructing his replica of a typical Kashhedrudin temple, Jarrett was as faithful to capturing the likenesses of the sexual couples as he was in reflecting the scale of the houses of worship. As a result, his sandcastle has been called too risque to be admitted into the very contest that Jarrett himself organized, and officials have ordered the edifice to be bulldozed. The contest's judges gave Jarrett the option of removing the offending figures, but he refused. He said, quote, "As an artist, I have integrity," unquote. When he refused to censor his work, the officials decided to eliminate his entry on the grounds that it represents a temple rather than a castle, per se. However, before destroying the temple, judges ordered that several hundred full-color photographs from various angles be taken as a record of Jarrett's work and for the judges' own personal use. Jarrett defends his sculpture by saying, quote, "It's not sacrilege, it's not blasphemy, it's not pornography, it's not obscenity, it's art and architecture," unquote. 10-year-old Edwin Meese said, quote, "I wish they'd reconsider. The girls might be made of sand, but they're better looking than my girlfriend. Besides, the sculpture is a sort of Kama Sutra in stone, and when you're 10 years old, there's a lot to learn about. You know, the birds and the bees," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.